Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Cloudy morning here in Auroville on 25 degrees Celsius, but weather forecast for today predicts mostly cloudy with widely separate thunderstorms this afternoon and a shower or thunderstorm around this evening. Otherwise, considerable clouds over the night, temperatures between low of 25 to high of 34, with hitting this on 45 degrees Celsius. That way, possibility on precipitation is on 54%, southerly winds at 7 km per hour with occasional gusts on 17 km per hour. Moon is full, and this morning was a total lunar eclipse in Aries. Funds and Asset Management Committee, FAMC, executives informs us that all residents, all Auroviliens, are responsible by law to file income tax returns when their accumulated annual incomes exceed the basic exemption limit, which for the current year 2015-16 is 2,500 for those up to 60 years of age and 300,000 for those above 60 years of age. Tomorrow, 29th of September, we are invited to SAIR Conference Hall between 4:30 to 5:15 for a presentation on Auroville Community Network. The Educational Research Network of Auroville is being set up with 15 kilometers of optical fiber cable, OFC, to 17 building clusters. This will be completed by December 2015 and covers about 15% of Auroville. The next part of the project is to connect other buildings, units and residences and provide community services such as community-wide intercom telephony, broadcast of Auroville radio and TV, meeting seminars and events, teleservices in education, healthcare and outreach, audio-video web conferencing, community browsing centers to make the service available to one and all. It will provide the surveillance of sensitive mobility areas, digital archives, and the goal of this project is to create a platform to enable borderless participation and collaboration in manifesting the dream, to provide eco-friendly alternatives to travel within Auroville and outside, and to expand the presence of Auroville beyond the geographical area of the city. Implementing this project by 2018 creates a new window to make Auroville belong to the whole of the humanity during the 50th anniversary of Auroville. And the team says this is a human unity project, not a technology project. The archive team invites us on 3rd of October, which is Saturday at 9:30 a.m. to laying to the foundation stone of the new building for Auroville Archives adjunct to the SAIR building, and the stone will be laid by Major General Krishna Tewari, its founder and director for the past 25 years, and Dr. Karan Singh, the chairman of the Auroville Foundation, in the presence of the members of the Governing Board and International Advisory Council. All are welcome to celebrate the occasion and pay tribute to Krishna for his wonderful contribution to Mother's work and our community. Resident Assembly team, in collaboration with the Action Groups and the Vision Task Force and Working Committee, invites us to participate in a Way Forward discussion on Friday 2nd from 11 a.m. onward, followed by joint lunch at Unity Pavilion. The members of the Vision Task Force, VTF, are inviting the community to hear the reports and proposals of the action groups and to discuss the way forward from the Auroville retreat and identify priorities for actions. As we all know, the Auroville Film Festival starts on Friday at 5 o'clock in Plaza in Town Hall. And we will see hundreds of movies in four categories: films made by residents of Auroville and the bioregion, films made about Auroville and the bioregion, and films made by school students residing in Auroville and its bioregion, and films that develop the theme of human unity. And during the festival, not only that we will see movies from 9:30 a.m. up to late 9 in three different locations, but there would be also a lot of great food, music and conversation. Live music we will hear from 5 to 7 p.m. every evening. We will hear Krishna and Mishka, Change the World Music, Sisters of Auroville and others. There will be also an open mic night, so if you're interested you can contact Terry Dwin if you want to perform. And here we got two interesting announcements. One says, since many months, the amount of regular dinners in the solo kitchen has come down to roughly 15 Aurevillians. Since it is a little out of proportion to keep the dining hall daily open for just 10 to 15 people, the solo kitchen team decided to discontinue the dinner service in the dining hall from 1st of October onwards. They will continue to serve dinners in tiffins as usual. Anyone who is interested to shift from dining hall to the dinner tiffin service, please contact Tula Singam in the dining hall entrance before 1st of October. On the other side, on Monday 5th of October, Dosa Corner will celebrate its first anniversary. And part-time team invites us to come and share some celebratory sweets. Dosa Corner is situated at the kiosk of Visitor Center and the Dreamers Cafe and open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. except Wednesdays. Aurev Bakery will be closed on Friday, 2nd of October, so you need to pick up your Friday orders on Thursdays. And from Visitor Census also comes an announcement on discounts at cafeteria. Aurevillians and newcomers are entitled to discounts of 35%, and they can occasionally invite visiting family and avail of this discount for them as well. In other cases, only the Aurevillians benefit of the discount. Aurevill services that need to entertain the contents for official purposes benefit of a 35% discount. Or the commercial units that need to entertain the contacts for the unit's purposes benefit of 20% discount. These discounts do not apply to tourist guides and their groups. And then volunteers with valid volunteer Oro card or Savvy card, 20%, and this discount applies for volunteer Oro cards within their period of validity. It is for the cardholder's consumption only. His or her invitees are charged the normal price. And discounts at the Dosa Corner and Laissez-Faire. Aurevillians, newcomers and volunteers with valid volunteer Oro card or Savvy card, 35% discount. This discount applies for volunteer Oro cards within their period of validity. It is for the car holder consumption only. The basketball season AV Hoops 2K15 that has been going on for the last 5 months is entering the last stage before the playoffs. So the basketball players of Aurevill would like to invite all of us to come watch these high adrenaline games every Saturday, Monday and Wednesday opposite La Passine in the new Croatian basketball court between 5:20 p.m. and 7:45 p.m. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen The Autumn of My Life, made in India 2015 and directed by Nadita Roy and Shiprashat Mukhopadhyay, and it is a drama. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. we will see drama The Journey of the Hyena, made in Senegal in 1973 by director Djibril Diop Mambety. And on Wednesday they will screen an interesting documentary, I'm Up for Saturday, made in USA in 2007 by writer and director Brooke Silva Braga. And from the words of the mother of World 14, we'll read, there is a purpose in life, and it is only true and lasting one, the divine. Turn to him and emptiness will go. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aurevillradio.org.